Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Emily Holterhouse. She is a senior with the UNI volleyball team, a Pella graduate. Emily, Missouri Valley Conference champions. Obviously tonight against Strake, not what you wanted to have happen, but you're still conference champs. What has this season meant to see the program get back to the top again and to have so much success?
It's honestly meant so much to me because right now it seems like, you know, everything is fine and dandy, which it's so good, but it hasn't been that way the whole time. It hasn't been that way the past couple of years. And so just being able to come back from a couple tough seasons, it's been so motivating, and just the confidence that we have right now has been so good. And it wasn't great losing this game tonight, obviously, but we can just use that as motivation, get back to work and practices and get some work done at the conference tournament.
Well, and this is the biggest turnaround, I think, in Missouri Valley Conference history in terms of standings even. What have been the biggest keys this fall to turning things around? Obviously, you got some good newcomers and some really good immediate impact players, but I'm guessing there's been a lot of improvement among those of you who have gone through some of the tougher times, too.
Yeah, it's been, I would say one of the biggest things is just trusting each other, just really working as a team. We've built so much unity off the court that when we step on the court, just having that trust and confidence in each other is super important.
Well, and one of the cool things, this is the second time I've seen you play here at the Knapp Center, and I wasn't the only one with a Pella, Iowa address that was here. I think I saw 25 or so, plus those who stuck around the game. What does it mean to still have that connection with the community and to know that Pella fans and those who followed you in high school are still following you in college?
Honestly, it means so much to me, and just knowing that people are there to support me through the highs and the lows. Like, even though we lost tonight, everyone was just there encouraging me, and it's just so nice to have that, just to know that people have your back.
Well, and there's still a lot of work left to be done. You hope you're going to go into the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament as the one seed, so a really clear path to get to another NCAA tournament. First time since your freshman season. What do you think it's going to take? Obviously, probably to play better than you did against Drake, but what are the things you need to do to be that team that gets that automatic bid and to be in that field of 64 and play among the best in the entire nation?
It's going to take a lot of commitment, that's for sure. And just being devoted whenever we get time to be on the court. Just we don't have many practice times left, but when we do have that time, just working to get better, because even when we've had our super good games, like, that's still not our best. We want to be peaking at the end of the season and just working together and giving it all we have, really.
Well, and win or lose, obviously, the fun part for you is you are planning on one more season with UNI. As you think about your future and think about your time playing volleyball with these Panthers, obviously a lot of the seniors you've gotten really close with here this year, but what do you think the future holds for you now, knowing that, again, you want to have success this season, but I'm guessing that you've got that excitement of knowing there's still one more season in front of you?
Yeah, when thinking about this, I think back to the Panther tradition. Like, Panther volleyball has always been known to be super scrappy and often being underdogs and just pushing to beat teams that often people don't think we will be able to beat. So just kind of continuing the success that we've had, the success and work ethic that we've had this season into next season. And I know being an outside is still kind of a new position to me, which is interesting to think about, but there's still so much more I can learn, and I'm learning new things every single day, honestly. So it makes me really excited.
And I'm going to take you to one more Pella-based question before I let you go. Your class that graduated is having a ton of success. Kennedy, it was the American Rivers Conference defensive player. Jenna Schultes had a ton of success at D2 and is one of the top blockers in the country. And then obviously Natalie Klaberg having success. What does it mean to see all four of you in your fourth season away from Pella having so much success?
Yeah, it's just fun hearing about, because I haven't been able to, or haven't done a very good job. I could definitely do better keeping up on how they're doing. But just hearing from other people how they're doing, and just seeing the success they have, and how we've each gone our own different directions, but just making the most of our experiences whenever we go. It's been fun to see.
Emily Holterhouse, a huge congratulations. Good to see you again.
Thank you so much.